Hello from Solid Rock Worship Center of Buna, New Jersey. I'm Pastor Jim Bradford. At Solid Rock, it is our desire to see lives built upon God's Word.
Jesus is alive, doing miracles and changing lives.
For more info, check out our website at srworship.org.
And I hope you are challenged by today's message.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Verse 6 of NIV, I believe, says, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths, or He will make your path straight. Let's walk through this passage quickly here today. It says, trust in the Lord with half your heart. All. Oh, makes a difference, doesn't it? Or how about, think about the Lord once in a while with all your heart. No, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do you see, to me I picture unbroken focus on God. That we trust Him. The picture is like the story of the little boy who's in a third story building, and the building is on fire, and he's the last one in the building, and there's smoke everywhere, and he goes to the window, and all there is smoke, and he can't see, and he's screaming, "Help! Help! Help!" And he hears a voice from below. Son, it's your dad. I'm out here. Jump, I got you. And the boy says, Dad, I can't see you. And the dad says, Son, that's okay. I can see you. Jump, and I won't let you fall. You see, it's kind of like that with us with God sometimes. Sometimes the world is so messed up that it's kind of like there's smoke in our eyes. We can't see what's happening many times, right? And we cry out, what am I going to do? What we need to do is do like the little boy and trust in our Father. Trust in our Heavenly Father. Right? It's not about you, it's all about Him. You're not that strong. He is more than strong enough to catch you. Right? So we trust in the Lord with half our heart, all our heart. We just trust Him because He is a good Heavenly Father. And He's not going to let us down. Three attributes of God that help so much. God is all-powerful, right? He is all-powerful. We live in a broken, hurting world, affected and really being destroyed by sin. But it doesn't scare God. He's all-powerful. He's able to do anything He wants, right? There is no limit to Him. He's all-knowing. He knows what you're going through, right? He knows. Isn't that good to know? There are times when there's nobody for us to share things with. I was just talking about sharing things with others. There's times in our lives where we just might not have anybody to share things with. Because if we did, it would be gossip or it could destroy somebody else. And there's just sometimes I think that the Lord would just want us to suck it up, man it up. You know, and take it to Jesus, right? There used to be an old song, take it to Jesus. There's times when we need to just go to Him. And guess what? God is all-knowing. He knows. We can go to Him. God, I need you here. And when He's the only person we have to call out upon, He's still more than enough, right? All-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. See, this is important. Because God is everywhere at the same time. There is no limit to His place. You may have heard me share the story of being in Mexico City on that missions trip. And I received a phone call the day we were touring the Aztec pyramids. And I had my cell phone, and I wasn't getting coverage down there. Like, I could not call out. And I got a cell phone call, and this is weird. I had it because it was like my day planner and stuff. But I got a call, I answered it. It was my mom. "Hello, Jimmy?" "Yeah?" "Why are you answering the phone?" "Because it's my phone." "Why are you calling my phone?" "Oh, I meant to call Donna. How are you?" "I'm all right. How are you?" "Oh, I'm fine. I meant to call Donna. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye." Click and hung up. Well, I was stuck in Mexico City. My phone would not work. And I knew something was wrong. I could hear it in my mom's voice. All I could do is pray. And Pastor Bob remembers, I'm sure you remember that day, you were with me. We even, Bob and I had a word of prayer standing around the pyramids. We're in an underground section. Like, it would normally be cool, but that day I did not want to be there. And we just said, well, let's pray. God, whatever this situation is, protect. And I just had a prayerful heart. It wasn't until like 9 o'clock that night or so, Donna was able to reach me and she called me. And I found out what happened was my daughter had a 106-degree fever. And she was incoherent. She was probably about a year old or so, but then she started making like nonsense noises and was passing out and going into a coma. And they rushed her to the hospital. So my mom was calling to see what hospital and that kind of stuff. Then they put her in ice or something. I don't remember, Donna. It was something. But they took her and whatever that was, I wasn't there. But all I could do was pray. And this verse is that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Okay? God is all present. Pastor Bob and I were at the pyramids praying, God bless them, God touch them, God heal whatever is wrong. We didn't know. And God was not only at the pyramids with us in Mexico City, He was also in New Jersey with my wife and with my daughter. Does that make sense? You can trust Him. He's all present. God is all powerful. He can do anything. He's all knowing. He knows everything. We really don't know a whole lot, even when somebody's sick. Lord, I don't know what it is. You know, heal, right? God's all-powerful, all-knowing. He's all-present. You can pray and He's with you, and He can be on the other side of the globe, and He is, and is able to heal and stuff also. And guess what? God is great in power. We said that, but guess what else? God is good, isn't He? He's good. One of the words we use for that is He's holy. He doesn't have bad motives within Him. All of His motives are completely pure. And you can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The next phrase says, do not depend on your own understanding. Do not depend on your own understanding. How many of you have ever gotten in trouble by following what you thought was right and you were wrong? Can I see your hand? You depended on your own understanding. Okay? And what do we do sometimes when bad stuff happens? We try and figure it out. Why didn't this happen? Well, I don't know. And then we go through answers. Well, maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe I sinned, you know, and God's letting me suffer punishment, you know. Maybe, I don't know, what other reasons do we give for things happening? Anybody? It's a lesson, right? God's right, that's good. I hear that a lot. God's trying to teach me something. Maybe. I mean, there's a time for that. Sometimes things just happen in our broken, fallen world, too. Don't try to figure out everything as a lesson, maybe. I think if God's trying to teach you something, the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you. And don't walk around feeling guilty all the time. Just trust Jesus and move on and say, God, if there's a lesson to be learned, show me. But if not, I'm going to trust you with all my heart. And I'm not going to depend on my own understanding. Does that make sense? And say, God, if there's a lesson, show me. And God can show you. If there's sin, the Holy Spirit will say, confess and repent of this, right? You'll get that. But Probably not everything is a lesson. I don't know. I've seen some people go crazy with that. I went to McDonald's and they were out of cheese. Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Maybe they were just out of cheese. Right? Maybe that wasn't the Lord. Maybe. But maybe not. Maybe we'll say, God, show me if I need to buy cheese at home, and if that was a lesson or something. But I'm not going to depend on my own understanding. We're not going to figure everything out, are we? I've heard it said that our life is like a tapestry. Have you heard that before? It's like, have you ever seen like a handmade quilt, like an Amish quilt or something? Now, they look really pretty, right? But did you ever see the bottom? Like, if you get a quilt, you don't see because it's like two tops folded together with stuffing in the middle. But what does the bottom look like of like the sewn fabric? It usually looks pretty bad, right? There's threads hanging and you see where the patches were sewed together. It's not very neat. And I've heard with lattice work and other things, you get all the knots and you get all the ugliness and you can't really see the pattern that's being made. And I've heard it said that's how our lives are. You can't see what God is doing all the time. In fact, most of the times I think we can't see what God is doing. But we need to trust Him and trust His handiwork and trust that He's in control. First part, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding, your own ways of figuring this stuff out. You're probably not going to get it right. Trust the Lord. The Lord's able to reveal stuff to you. Say, God, if I need to know something or learn something, show me. But God, I trust you. Does that make sense? I trust you. Don't depend on your own understanding. So this is what you should do. Place your trust in God with all your heart. Don't try and figure it out. The last part, verse 6, seek His will in all you do. Or other translations say, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Right? Instead of spending all your energy trying to figure out why this bad stuff happens, we should spend our energy serving Jesus. Does that make sense? See, I think it's the trick of the enemy to keep us busy so we don't do the things that God wants us to do. We're spending all of our time trying to figure out why this stuff happens. We're trying to figure out our own understanding in life. God, why does so-and-so have cancer? Lord, why does my spouse seem distant from me? Lord, why did my car just blow up when I gave an offering? Right? Or, Lord, why is all this bad stuff happening on the news? And you can just get depressed and stay there. And some people say, you know what? You know what we need to do? We need to vote, and that'll change everything. Let's have everybody in office be the elephant. Right? Or everybody be the donkey. Aren't they funny symbols? I would pick like, I don't know, an eagle or something cool. Not a donkey and an elephant. But some people think, well, we need all Republicans, and that'll be like heaven on earth. No, 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 we need all Democrats, and that'll be like heaven on earth. No, 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 we need all the Green Party, and that'll be heaven. It won't be heaven on earth. Because people are still people, right? People are people. What we need is Jesus. Now, should we vote? Yes, we should vote. I just registered the other day. Register to vote, vote, put your thing in. But my hope is in Jesus, right? I trust in the Lord with all my heart. Instead of seeing the bad stuff in my own life and getting busy fixing the world all the time, I want to seek His will in all I do. Does that make sense? Acknowledge Him in all your ways. So I want to encourage you when you're overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, seek Jesus. Right? It's so simple. Seek the Lord. One of the things you won't have time to do when your world messes up is read your Bible. Right? You won't have time. You won't have time to pray. Isn't that funny? What are the things we should do? Pray and read our Bible. Or when you're feeling depressed and overwhelmed, you don't have time to go to church anymore. Well, isn't that exactly what we should do? So when you're overwhelmed, don't lean on your own understanding. Seek His will. Put Jesus first. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. And in the midst of a crazy world where you don't know what's happening and you're depressed and you're overwhelmed, when we take our minds off of that stuff, God, I'm just going to trust You and I'm going to do what You want me to do, then the last part happens. Do you see that? The last part says, and He will show you which path to take. King James says, He will direct your paths. You will get clarity, and I will get clarity when I put Jesus first in the midst of the craziness of life. Right? Anybody ever have family drama? Does anybody love it? Okay, because some people love it, right? Have you seen those people where they live for drama? I hate it. Well, we've had a lot of family drama lately. And you know, when you're tired, you're exhausted, there's backbiting and all this crazy stuff happening, your initial response might be get revenge. Somebody hurts you, well, I'm going to hurt you back, right? Oh yeah, you don't know who you're talking to, right? Anybody ever do that? No, not us. We're all good people here. None of us ever have a short temper. Except for me. I feel so wicked. Sure, I've done that, absolutely. What we should do in the midst of those times is what? Seek His will. God, is it Your will for me to punch my cousin right in the face? Let me pray about this, Lord. Probably not. Right? Anybody ever want to punch somebody in the face? Okay. All right, because a bunch of people are lying before. We could just preach on lying next week. Yeah, and instead, God wants us to seek His will. How do we get that? I need Your help, Jesus. I need to pray. God, I need You because I want to punch him right in the face. Oh, Lord, it would be good. One shot. Boom, Lord. You know Jesus. All right, but I can't do that, Lord. Help me. And you begin to pray. God, change my heart. I can't do that. What would You do, Jesus? Oh, yeah, they did strike You on the face as they led You to Your crucifixion. You did tell me to turn the other cheek. And you begin to realize, you know what? I'm so mad because of my pride. And maybe I love my pride more than I love Jesus. And maybe I'm upset that they made me look bad. So in prayer, you know, do you see what I'm saying? And then in prayer you turn to the Lord and you start to get clarity. And you start remembering what the Bible says. And you start spending time with Jesus. You acknowledge Him in all your ways. And His last part says, He'll direct your paths. He'll show you where to go. Isn't that good? Right? He'll show you where to go. Before we close out, I'm going to read this verse in opposite to you. Let's flip it over, because I think sometimes you can do that with biblical truth and still kind of see truth like a multiplication equation. It doesn't say this. Here's the opposite of this. Trust in yourself. Depend on your own understanding. Do your own will, whatever you want, and the Lord will show you where to go. It doesn't say that, does it? It doesn't say trust in yourself. It doesn't say spend all your time figuring it out and do whatever you want. When we put Jesus first, the last part becomes true. He'll show you which path to take. And I want to encourage you to put Him first. Amen? Through difficult times, put Him first. We're going to get hit with stuff in our life that we don't understand. And listen, I pray that it's not cancer. And if you or I get cancer, we're going to pray that God heals. You understand? Okay. But what I want to say is, if it's not cancer, it's something that's going to hit us. It could be a falling out with your children. It could be an infidelity in your marriage. It could be a loss of your job. It could be other sickness. It could be you lose your home. It could be the bad storm like we had a few weeks ago, right? People are still cleaning up from. Trees could have just fell and killed your family or my family or whatever. Bad things can happen in life. We don't preach a gospel that says everything will be hunky-dory when you become a Christian. No, we're in a broken world. And life can hurt sometimes. That's why this passage is awesome. And this passage brings encouragement and has for thousands of years, since I believe Solomon wrote it, David's son. And it's been encouraging people. And encouraged that lady whom I heard share it for the first time. It helped her through her marriage. It's helping me through life. I've seen several of you say it's helped you through difficult times. I want to encourage you to get it hidden in your heart. You know what else, too? I pray that nothing bad ever happens to you, but you're going to come across someone who goes through a hard time at some point in life, won't you? Right? And you can share this verse with them. Do you know that? The Bible says that we're all ambassadors of Christ. In other words, it's not just the pastor's job to share the Bible. In fact, my job, according to Scripture, is to equip God's people for works of service. The pastor is not supposed to serve. The people are supposed to serve. The pastor is supposed to train the people. And the people, as you leave, you're to leave and go be missionaries in your culture. Right? And when you see a hurting family member, you say, you know what? My pastor shared this verse. You don't even have to give me credit. Don't give me credit. I don't care. Just say, I got a verse I want to share with you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And just open your Bible and share this with someone. And give them encouragement and pray with them. Does that make sense? God's calling you to go into the world. To be salt and light. To serve the King and rescue the dying. Third and fourth base on our little thing there. God's calling us to do that. With whatever you're going through, if you're going through a tough time, we'll pray for you today. If you're not, there's other people who are. Reach out and help them. And I don't want you to just think that God's called you to come to church and then one day you're going to die and go to heaven. God wants you to come and be changed and send you to permeate your culture and your household like yeast in bread, right? I've made homemade pizza, right? John Franco knows what I'm talking about. A little bit of yeast. Whew, I had a pizza this thick one day. It was kind of silly, actually, but it was like this thick. The yeast swelled it up so big. You know, and it permeates everything. And that's what God's called us to be. To go into our culture and permeate and be an instrument of healing. In your broken home, be healing. If your spouse insults you, your choice is I can get them back or I can seek His will in all I do and love them as Jesus would want me to. Do you understand? If someone comes to you, you can get revenge. And do it your way, which will always be bad. Or you can go to Jesus and have Him change you. And you know what? If you want God to lead you in life, you need to do things His way. Seek His will, right? Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. Do it yourself, you're not going to have Him direct your paths. You're going to follow your own way. You're going to get lost. You're going to sit back and say, where was God? Seek His will, and He'll direct your paths. Let's read the Scripture one more time, and we're going to go in prayer, okay? If you have it open. If you don't, if you already close it, that's fine. You can just listen to the words. But if you have it open, let's read this together one more time. And we're going to go to prayer today. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take.
Thanks for listening to today's message. I hope that you were challenged to live out God's Word in your life. I also invite you to come out to one of our services at Solid Rock. Being a part of a vibrant, Bible-believing church is a huge part of God's will for your life. Find us on Facebook or visit our website to find directions or calendar and other great resources at srworship.org. And may the Lord bless you as you build your life on the solid rock of Christ.